USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico and Canada.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs or major tariffs.
Addressing a realtors convention in Washington, D.C. on Friday, the president says this will help pave the way for the completion of a new North American free trade deal. Severe weather is threatening the nation's midsection heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service says a line of powerful thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes will stretch from South Dakota all the way down to Texas. As many as 50 million people could be in the path of the potentially dangerous storms. And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow ended down 100 points to close at 25,763. The NASDAQ lost 82. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new Fox poll finds Joe Biden with a commanding lead over the rest of the Democrats running for president. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%.
Some state lawmakers are working on a distracted walking law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Lawmakers in New York are considering banning texting while walking. Legislation has been introduced in the state Senate there that aims to penalize people who are typing on their phones while crossing a street. The measure meant to cut down on incidents where pedestrians are struck by vehicles. Fines would range from $50 to $150. Some smaller cities in California have already passed similar laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg is responding to an op-ed last week that says Facebook is too big and needs to be broken up and also, frankly, doesn't even care about you. She joins CBS This Morning and addresses some of the issues that Facebook is still working on regarding privacy and security concerns.
So we know, and I know, that there's real concern about the size and power of the tech companies, including Facebook. And those are the right questions to be asked, but I think the right answers are about writing the right rules for the internet. Because you can break us up, you can break other tech companies up, but you don't actually solve the things people are worried about. Privacy, elections, content. And so at Facebook, you know, we know that we have hard work to do to earn back people's trust, and we're doing that work. We're doing two things. The first is we are fundamentally changing how we run the company. We have massive teams in place whose whole job is to protect people's privacy, protect elections, go through our systems and find things.
As far as if Facebook is too big to care, Sandberg says,
I don't believe that's the right point. In fact, one of the reasons we've had so many announcements of vulnerabilities is we're finding them. We made a commitment. Mark and I have said we are going to do anything it takes to fix these systems, and we believe we can do that. Now, how do you do that? You put teams of people in place, and they go systematically through things, and they find vulnerabilities, and then we announce them.
Game 2 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is in Milwaukee tonight. The Bucks will host the Raptors. Tip-off is just after 8:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.